Vaira starts off. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayidaber lekim Moshe. Vayoyme lavani Hashem. Vaira el Avraham el Yitzchok el Yaakov pekel Shakai. Roshmi Hashem lo nedat lohem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. To speak to Klal Yisrael again, to re-mechazik them, and they don't listen. Like Shmuel Moshe, Mikoytz Ruach Me'Avoy Dekasha. They don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the pasuk, Mikoytz Ruach Me'Avoy Dekasha. Hashem says, Va'ita Boi Da'Be Al Paro Melach Mitzrayim V'Shalach Es Bnei Yisrael Mi'Artoi. Speak to Paroi that he should send Klal Yisrael out from his land. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayidaber Moshe b'nei Hashem le'imor heim b'nei Yisrael lo shomu elai ve'eich yishmeni paro v'anir al sefasayim." If b'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me, ve'eich yishmeni paro v'anir al sefasayim. Moshe Rabbeinu l'chofi thought it was telling in his speech that he wasn't able to. He wasn't able to arouse them to the feeling to reach Madregas that they should believe. For this way, Tainid Ve'echishmeni Paro, Chazal says, Echem Echem Yasor Kal V'choymes. This is one of the 10 Kal V'choymes in the Torah. If Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, how do we expect Paro to listen to me? And the Kasha, the Velt asks, this is the Chomer that he's on my Eret, but the Velt asks the Kasha, hello, the pasuk says before, "V'lo yishamu al Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoyde kasha." V'lo yishamu al Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoyde kasha. The reason why they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't stam, after they wanted to listen, it was me'avoyde kasha mikoytzer ruach me'avoyde kasha. So what's the kal v'chayim? Although Paro did not have this. Klal Yisrael didn't listen because they saw the work became hard, more difficult. They were worn out from the avoda. Ve'eich yishmeni paroi. Ve'eich yitesi. Is it later, the Lev Eliyahu, says the Murray the Gisoid, which other Mephorish, others from have said this Gisoid in other areas, the Torah. He wants to start to ask him to be mevarid al pi the psukim we had earlier in Parshas Shmos. Vayelech Moshe v'Aaron vayelsu as kol zikne bnei Yisrael. Moshe v'Aaron come as the Kodesh Baruch commands them in Parshas Shmos. Gather all the zikne Yisrael before you. Vayasa oisos lenei ha'om vayamein ha'om. The unbelieved. They had come to a level of Amunah, they believed truly that it was time that they were being taken out of Mitzrayim. Vayishmu, vayiktu, vayishtachavu. And then they went, Moshe and Aaron go to Paro. And the Pas Pesukim Amaduyik, as he says, other Svarim say this, that Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu had to go first to the Yam. He had to go first to the Yam because the koyach through which Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to take out Klal Yisrael through the koyach of Amunah v'Yamein Ha'om. Through that koyach of Amunah, when the Yam Taga believes that Moshe Rabbeinu has the koyach to take them out. That could be why Moshe Rabbeinu goes back in this week's parasha again to Klal Yisrael a second time and gives them chizik with the four treasures of Geula to re-mechazik them in order that the tzura of going out has to be first vayamin ha'om to rois lelukim the koyach to which Klal Yisrael goes to go out from Mitzrayim is only when they have the koyach of Amun is proper by them. And Taka, they were mitzchazik. When Moshe Rabbeinu showed them the oisois, the dam, all the oisois that he showed them, the Klai Yisrael came to a level of emuna, of chizuk. And not only that, not only that, there were tremendous nisim all along the way. When they came to the palace, the nisim that occurred, the arroyos, the animals that surrounded and protected the palace, the dubim, they came and they licked Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. They came to escort him. Everybody was novel pachad when Moshe Rabbeinu came. But it's a pella. The Mai says, Moshe and Aaron come to the palace. They were supposed to come with the Zikne Yisrael, but we know, Chazal tell us, that they were Nishmor Echad Echad. One by one, two by two, they walked away. As Moshe Rabbeinu finally got to Paroi, Lenimsa Echad Mehem. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, after leaving Paro's palace, they came back and the decree started, as the Pesukim say later on, the end of Shmois. Paro says, Mi Hashem, he doesn't listen, he's not Meshuchno, he's not convinced, and Moshe and Paro declares Zeirus Koshos on Klal Yisrael. And it gets very, very painful, so much so that Klal Yisrael says they're upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. The Noigsim are getting getting lashed at. They have to produce more, they're not able. And they come to a Moy Madregan Pashas Va'era, Veloy Shomul and Moshe Mikoitza Ruach. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Vani Yodati, as Hashem said, Ki lo yitein etzcha melech mitzvayim lahalaloch, Veloy biyod chazoke. It's not going to go right away. They knew it's going to take time. The new power is not going to be convinced right away. Hashem's going to have to perform oisois and moivs and mifonov. And yet, V'lo Yishom V'lo Moshe, they're not ready to listen anymore. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? He brings the Chazal. V'lo Yishom brings the Chazal, the Mechilta. V'chol kach lomo k'vaviru chazal v'amr b'losh nazer v'yuhuda ben b'seir oimar rei oimar v'lo yishomu al moish mikoytze ruach v'chi yesh t'cho odem shu mispasa b'sura toy v'enu sameach rav mo'tzir l'cheres v'enu sameach im kei lomo nev v'lo yishomu al moish el shoye kosher b'aneim lifroish me'avayde zara. We look at it though ki'ilu they had shverek zeiris, but in Medrash we learn another nekuda, that it was difficult to be Pirish from the Avodah Zarah. People of Ayamin Ha'am, this belief, this chizuk, there's a feeling amongst Klal Yisrael that something's going to happen here. We're going out, we're going to get out of this bondage. And yet, v'loy shomul Moshe. Explains of Elio Lopi and Amir de Kisoit. There's two levels in Amunah Rabbeisai. There's what we call Amunah Chushis. There's Amunah Sichlis and Amunah Chushis. Amunah Sichlis is that we believe that in our minds it makes sense, that we understand it to be correct. Belief in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand that's the right thing. But there's a big merchak between that and Amunah Chushis. A tremendous distance between that and Etzem feeling and living it. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, the Heilig Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, Talmud from Yisrael Salanter, once said, just like there's a tremendous difference between a person who doesn't know, doesn't believe, and a person who does believe. That same distance is between the person who does believe, and yet at the same time doesn't have that Amunah Chushis, doesn't feel and live by that Amunah. For Yodata Yoim, we say, in Aleinu Vashivois Elavavecho, this is the idea. There's the knowledge. There's the realization that it's true. But there's a tremendous distance to bring that into the lave, into our emotions. That we live day by day. That we live with the feeling of Amunah Bashem. That our lives are governed in every step of the way. Every move that we make, everything that we do, it's governed by the great plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough to just believe it. We have to live by it. Day in, day out, there are hurdles, there are nishyoinis. And most of the time it's a test on our Amunah. Are we going to be jolted out from our lives? Are we going to remain strong and firm amongst the old adversary that's going on, the difficulties? That's totally in how strong is our Amunah Chushis. The biggest pet, the stipulus masber, that's the Yisoid by Noyach, the Mehamabul. Noach Avadu believed, but Chazal say he was a maimon, vein a maimon. He didn't enter the ark, he didn't enter the Tevas Noach, he built it himself. But he did not enter into the Tevas Noach until Mei Hamabul. Why not beforehand, says Chazal, Mekatne Amona. Maimon vein a maimon is mazbe, the stipler in Parashas Noach. That's the Yisoid Rabbeisai. Noach Vare understood with every fiber of his being is a Yibayin Shalom in the Welt. If not, he would not spend 120 years of his life building a teva, being made fun of. But when it came to Mayimaisa, it came to the Amunah Chushis, there was a certain chesaron in Fimadre Gosoi, in Noach's Amunah, to live by it, to actually practice it 100%. So the Gemara Soif Makis, Bo Habakkuk Ve'amidon Halachas, that the Gemara discusses over there. Different mitzvahs, that each door was maimed the veld on these mitzvahs. From these mitzvahs, the person was going to come to call a Torah Kula. About at the beginning was Tayag mitzvahs, every single mitzvah that we do, and we have to continue doing. But the yisodas of every mitzvah, we were holding by them. But in each door, we need to hold on to a certain yisod, not chas v'shalom. In every door, we have to do all the mitzvahs. But certain ones to focus on, to grab hold and not let go. That through those mitzvahs, and through those yisodos and yadus, through that, we'll be able to mekayim kol ha'Torah kula and to be steadfast to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Boch Habakkuk, ve'aminu lalachas, the Gemara ends off. Ve'tzadik, ve'amunoso yichye. It's not enough that the tzaddik has the amuna of a yichye. He will live day by day. That's bitochen, Rabbi Yisai. That's the tie that the Chazanish says is bitochen. You have amuna, is the belief of bitochen, is the practice. To practice the amuna. To go about our daily lives with a tremendous, tremendous feeling of amuna, bitochen b'Hashem. Not to be worried, not to be doeg, what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be with our food, what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that. To realize that every step of the way, the Rebbeinu Shlomo who's decreeing everything that we have. The stipler says in responding to these parashas and parashas Shmois, we realize a tremendous azach. Chazal tells in Sotah Yud Beis, Paroi was goizer, kol haben ha-yiloi, da yoi v'tashlichu. Paroi saw in the stars, and he said, Stenignov, saw, and they rightly saw that Moshiach Shei Yisrael is going to be locked up in Mayim. And they were fearful and afraid of this man. Who is he? Who is this man? They were goizer, kol haben ha-yiloi, da yoi v'tashlichu, throw him into the water. There will for sure be successful in ending. In ending the life and the koyach of the Moshiach Shei Yisrael. V'yafalamoy gozar. And what was the whole tachlis and tafkid? To get rid and destroy the Moshiach Shei Yisrael. And yet, Bas Paroi comes down to the yor. Lirchoit al hayor. And there she finds a baby in a basket that would have never been found if not of Pharaoh's etzem decree. She rests forth her hand and she brings Moshe into the palace to raise the Moshiach Shei Yisrael b'toich limokoyim in Pharaoh's palace himself. Pharaoh's bouncing Moshe Rabbeinu on his knee. Nice boy. And in the palace itself is growing up the Moshiach Shei Yisrael. Is Nibsa through Paro's decree itself, it brought about the Yeshua the Moshiach Shei Yisrael. Thus made for Sakurish Baruch Hovil, it's going to come about no matter what he does. And Pum Fakert, from what he does, comes about that Yeshua. It's mind-boggling to think of it, Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in the palace. There itself he grows up. And it's Labashkov and the Beshe Chochma writes to Parashat Shmois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that way also because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Where is he going to learn the leadership skills? Growing up in the house of Paroi. Nimsa Paroi not only saved the Moshiach Shei Yisrael, but he trained him to take Klal Yisrael out of him. Ah, Rabbi Yisai, this is Rabbi Yisai in the world. So, the stipel of Chematzino Behom and Harosha, Shekol Pulois of Shaosleman, Chazak Ma'amodoi, Hom and Harosha, everything he did to Mechazak is Maimit, Hemahoyu Ba'oichrov La'apiloi. They were the goof of the things that brought him down to his destruction. The Lamando Omer Muchen Zehomon, Hine hu yoat litzchoy se zvashti. Va yoyme memuchan. Memuchan ze homan, says Chazal. She hu muchan le peroni is da'ashti gemori in Megillah. He was the one who was yoat to kill Vashti. And his plan was get rid of Vashti. This way he would have greater power. But who came in instead of Vashti? Esther Malka, who brought about his destruction. He had tremendous kavanis. He was jay. He had Gemara and Chazal bring many receivers why he did it. Oh, this was the hachana for his downfall. וכן במה שבו בבוי גלום על המאה ליטל עושה סמור לחי. כך הוא יקבל נוצר שלו בזביזוסוי, אבל בעבר זה יסיר שהמלך ישאלו מה לעשות שיוקו, הוא יעז לעשות כובד גודל מיועית. בעצם at the end, he was to give Mordechai the covet. והמל יצא לו את זה שכם מורדכי. וגם איקה עשייס העץ כבוי החמישים עמו. הוא יסיב את היוסוי. חזל say, תלו עולוב, they saw the עץ, תלו עולוב. They saw the עץ. If they wouldn't see the עץ, Paro, Haman at that time was in a rage. Seeing his closest, who he thought was his closest friend who wants to kill his wife, and now he has a show, he wants to do something with his wife. He finds, and he walks out into the alleyway, he walks out to his backyard, and people are cutting down trees. Malachim, they say, Haman told us to do it. He's in a rage. But it would have ended there. Maybe with a little demotion, maybe with a little anger, patch. If not that he didn't see the eight, you know, eight, the carvoina, Asher flew all of. Nims to the building of that eight, Kavoya Chavishim Amba. Was the sibah of his downfall. Ha clouds of the stipler. He called Maisa Enosh with Achbuloisov lo yo'ilu. Afilu koshu lo oisiv the growing mash and nigzal of Rosh Hashanah. Nothing's going to change it. What's nigzal of Rosh Hashanah except Chaz Hashanah? He said, except like the tefilu schuyois. But nigzal of Rosh Hashanah, what's nigzal? That's going to happen. But as he bein Yishlam running the veil, Rabbi Yisrael. Uma asher olim b'tach b'loysa v'ishtadlusoy, matzliach, kamapom lifolk v'tzoynoy. Zeh yobo b'tova shukvar nigza. He thinks he's been matzliach. He thinks it's koichiv yoytzim yodi. He thinks it's his koyach that's a zaka, that's accomplishing in this world. Nei, Rabbi Yisrael. Hakol nigzer olov min asher mayim. Ein onam nogeim asher mukhan l'chavir avinak mori nido. Nima. If a person would only learn this lesson, if a person would only know this Yibayishim in the Welt, and he's the Kol Yochol, and he's the Mokom for all that we need in this world, no one else. If a person would understand that a Kol B'Gzeiroisov, that all comes to the Yibayishim Olam, he would live a different life. He would realize and we'd look for the Ashkoch of Plotters in his life, and he'd understand that if I do the right thing, the Ibn Yishlam is going to take care of me. If I do his Ratzoin, he'll take care of me. He'll watch over me. Not to be fearful, not to be worried, not to be doyeg. This is Ibn Yishlam. And my tafkid is the Bechazik and Amunah B'tochen. These are the parashiyas of Isai. These are the parashiyas that we have to do so Mechazik and Amunah B'tochen. Hello, the parashas of Shoivim Ta, Shoivavim. The smile of Shoivavim is a mokum of a tshuva and a voida. Rabbi Chatzkel, Tzatzal, and the Shmuzin. The Iker starts with Amuna. It's a mechazik in Amuna. It's a mechazik in the realization that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochol. That we have no koyach. That it's not kuchi v'yotzim yodi. That even our learning and our steiging, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yagata umatzosa taimim. When I'm in Yagayim Torah, umatzosa, it's Metziah, Hashem gives me Metziah. Vahani min lechadudei, avaluk v'kirse, siyata min shumayi, it all comes to me, b'ayin shal olam. These are the weeks that we have to mechazek. These are the parashiyas. Vayamein ha'om. The koyach for the geula starts with us. The koyach to be zeil to all our geulas, pratis and klalis, start with us. The Ibn Yishom wants to see our amuna. The Ibn Yishom says it might look dark, but trust in me. The darkest of times, the hardest of times, I'm with you. I'm dear for you. I have a specific reason for these things. If only we'd be mechazik Rabbi Yisrael, We see more the kishuas in all facets of life. These hurdles that we have, these are the things that we're mechazik, when we see the emuna, when we work on our bitachon, when we work to bring that emuna chushis, to feel the emuna, to live with the emuna, to make it a part of our lives. That's when things start changing. Things come different. How many stories of people, when they saw a myriad Iksiyat Nishmaya, when they saw and then they remind me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they saw Yeshuas, Mamish Yeshuas Atzumois. People don't have Parnasa. People who have Nachman Lechlan, sick people in the house, other tzaris, the mechazik in Amunah Bashem. Al Zachar that we have today, these parasha shiras and the hillims and all these things, Avada, they're murdered, the Yisoy, but what's the Yisoy, how Yisoy this of everything, Rabbi Yisai? It's the Amunah Bashem. The parasha shira, that the Kodesh Baruch is the Boirei, and Shoylet over the whole Bria. And we give Shvach Vayidoya for the realization that the Ibn Shalom is the Bairi. But to understand and to know that every part of our life is governed, and now we see Nisim Rabbi. There's so many Nisim in our lives, but we fail to see them. A lot of times that Nisim are historim, but the way we look at it is our avoid that brought about it. Our koichav yotzim yodei, what we did, our planning, our strategies. And if a person thinks into it carefully, it had nothing to do with that. It's all Hashkocha brought this. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, we have to make a short nishtadlus. And be'etzim, that's only lefi madrigoso, a person who is holding on the highest level of bitachon doesn't have to make any nishtadlus. I once told the story over here of the Alshich. The Alshich once gave a drasha in his Beis Medrash about the midah of bitachon, and he was speaking to how if a person relies totally faithfully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every facet of his life, in his parnasa, so then he doesn't have to make any ishtadlus, or at least the minimal of ishtadlus. He doesn't have to go out to the far corners of the earth. If his etzem midah of bitachon is bishleim, it's gomor. He totally believes that every penny that he gets, every cent, every dime, every quarter, everything comes from the Yadoi, from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The check that he's going to get is not from his Reish Koilel, it's from the Ibn Shel Olam. And if it comes late, it's not because the Reish Koilel couldn't make the month. It's because the Ibn Shel is giving you a message. We rely so much on others. And we fail to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Alshich gave the drush in the shul that someone relies totally in faith about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to make any ishtadlus. And the camel and the donkey driver heard this. It was a Yehudi, Maimin, but Amunah Pshuta. And he says, why do I need all this tircha? Why should I have to go through the troubles? I'm running from place to place. I'm going to sit now and say Tehillim. I'm going to the Beis Medrash. And a couple of days passed, and the family didn't know what to do. They thought the man turned crazy. The food is running out. What are they going to do? They finally decided, we'll just at least sell the donkey. He's not going to work. He's firm in his belief. In the words of the Alshich. So they sold the donkey to some guy. And he went and sat and he continued learning. At least they had a little bit more money. But the future for the future was murdered. But this yid was sitting there happily go lucky. Nothing to worry about. The Alshach said that if we put our trust on the Yerushalayim totally and truly, we have nothing to worry about. Not long afterwards, this guy took the donkey to go dig for gold in some place. And lo and behold, this guy found in a mountain somewhere a large amount of gold, and he was loading up sacks and sacks of it and still putting on the donkey. He walked a little distance away and a rock fell from a certain distance on the head of this guy, and he died on the spot. The donkey, not knowing what to do, waiting around a long time, his master, the new master, not coming back, had only one choice, to go to the place that he knew before. And he came strolling into town with sacks and sacks of gold. And people saw clearly that the one who sustains, the one who's on umafarnes, the one who takes care of everybody's parnosis, the Ibn Shalom. How many people are doing? And about it, we have to be responsible people, chas v'shalom. But at the end of the day, are we thinking to ourselves, how are we going to bring the parnasa? How are we going to make this and this amount of months? For the Mishnah Zog Saif Kedushin. The Mishnah says Saif Kedushin, Rabbi Isai. Coach Zog the Mishnah, Ramei Roy Meloilam Yilmar Odom, as Benoy Rumnes the Kiev, a Kalvi, Spal, Olam Ishaosha, and Chosim Shaloi. Said Ramei, a person should teach his son a very, very clean and a proper parnos amu umnis. All the maisa. It's not paying so well. He should look for the best umnis. Where in that umnis, he doesn't have such a trouble. Kala, light umnis. It should take away from his ikr. At the end, he's spala. Let me show you. Shechacham shaloi. Shein umnis, shein ba'aniyas v'ashiris. Shlo'aniyas v'na umnis v'ashiris v'ala kolaf yitzchusai. Did you ever see a bird or an animal that has a umnis when his parents should lie bitzar? They and then his parents should lie bitzar because his brother feeds them. V'loy lo nivru al Hashem sheini v'anivreish al Hashem sheskoini ein oidin she his parents v'loy shal bitzar. The etzah person doesn't have to go through tzar through his parents. The problem is what's going on the tzar is we get in the way. We get in the way. There would be so much more nice and so much more giloy if the taka, the emuna, was complete. If there was no so much of kuchav yotzim yodi. Tell the story with the Brisker Rav. They were talking that the world in the war in 1967, there was taka, tremendous days, 6 days. The Israeli armies were able to conquer and destroy 4 or 5 of the Arabs' armies and capture lands and lands. Shaloy Umki Super. The Brisker Rav was explaining that Avada, there was Nisim. We have to realize that these Nisim were all b'schus the tzaddikim of the Torah. He started to name off a few tzaddikim with their koich of Amuna and koich of Tzvila. So someone said to the Brisker Rav, Polamaisa, they lost soldiers. Bunches of them, plenty of soldiers were lost. And he said that's because people got in the way. The belief in Kirchhoff Yotzim Yodi got in the way that brought about the downfall. They told a story to the marshal. He said, there was once one of the briskers, I think it was with the Beis Halevi or Chaim, or maybe it was back further, that one of the sons got engaged. And he was offered a beautiful dowry, a nice dowry. And the son was a little bit haughty, although was trying to show the father, look, What a beautiful dowry I got. So the father was trying to put him in his place and said, it's nothing to do with you. The ikkar, why you got such a big dowry, is because you're my son. So the son, being a chacham, said, if that's true, it should have been much greater. So the father said, that's true, but you got in the way. This Rav said that was the Yisoid over here in the war of 1967. Avada, with tremendous miracles, b'schus the tzaddikim, the emunah b'Hashem, the tefillah l'Hashem. But the korbanos that we suffered is that people got in the way and people believed. And that be the same true in our koyach apernos, Rabbi Yisrael. If we return to believe, Poseach Eshetecho, Umaspi Alecho Chayratzon, everybody opens up their hands, Mamish, they're kissing, they're tefillin oust, but then they go out to work, or they go out to whatever they do, and if something goes wrong, I messed up, I made the wrong decision, or I made the right decision, Poseach Eshetecho, he's turning around to all the windows looking, Poseach Eshetecho. But at the end of the day, you must be al-chokhairotzoin. But what is his true belief? Who's going to make the right decision? Who's going to be zeichet to make the good pranasa? Me, myself. I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who thought of the idea. I'm the one who had the plan. And we don't realize our place. It's all mi'itoyes borach. Just the thing itself that we thought was going to bring to the downfall, or the thing that we thought would be the wrong decision to make. From that came the Yeshua. There's a Yibayin Yishlam in the Velt, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to look for that Hashkocha. We have to look to get a Kshaychas and a Kesher in the middle of Amunah these weeks, Rabbi Yisrael. To get Chizuk. To get Chizuk that there's a Yibayin Yishlam controlling everything going on. There's a story, a Meriadic story here. Rav Silberstein tells of a certain bocher that was learning in Or Sameach, became frum, and he had a friend who wasn't frum. He left his friend and he came to Or Sameach to learn. And his friend went off to fight, he stayed in America, and he got listened to the army and was sent to Afghanistan. And his friend wrote him this letter describing what happened next. Unbelievable story. But Kitzer, he was in the Afghanistan jungles over there, whatever it was. And the Kitzer, when he came to his base, he decided to go a little bit to tour around his base, the area of his base. And he was in the jungles over there, and in the forests and the mountain area. All of a sudden, he chanced upon a tremendous, large snake, killer snake, that he never saw in his life. He could have these Afghanistan jungles, who knows what, in these mountain regions, a giant, giant snake that he never saw. Lamaisi had to happen to be a very mumcha in the Indian of Teva, nature, and animals. And he had learned once that it's possible to make a connection with the snake. Get a cloak, get a shach of the snake. My best friend, the snake. Dog's best friend. Man's best friend is the dog. Well, he had a different shita, different girsa. The kids had a shach to make it to get a shach and to make a friendship with a snake. That's what he learned. So he tried his luck. He started to throw leaves and different zachen that he should be able to eat, and the snake ate it up, whatever. And then he started to come close to the snake, and he threw him something else. And slowly he made a shtickle friendship with the snake. Every single morning he would go out, before he would go out to his excursions with the army, he would go out to spend a little time with his snake, his pet friend, the snake. But he ayoim, was a certain day, they got a pekuda for their colonel, their sergeant, they have to go to a certain place today. the kids are, it's quickly, they have to go out, and everybody's quickly wrapping up things, they're in a rush to get to a certain place. I guess they found out there was going to be certain soldiers there, certain enemies over there they're going to have to take care of. So he ran quickly to that place to say goodbye to his friend. He didn't know if we'll see him again because they're moving out of this area. Bekitzer, the snake was makamam of Sefer Panim Yafis, right? He learned the Mishnah. So they're playing a few minutes with the snake, and all of a sudden the snake stands up straight. Anybody who knows anything about snakes, this is one of the most dangerous things. If the snake goes upright, it's a very, very scary moment. And everybody knows that moment. The Metzias is that you're not supposed to move. Because if you shall move in such a moment, you shall not move again. The Kitzer, he stays staged, he's in fright. He doesn't move a muscle. And this Jewish soldier stands there without moving. He stands, and the snake stands mulay. One staring in the eyes of the other. And a very, very long amount of time passes, and the nachash doesn't look like it's moving to its place. The Kitzer, finally he goes down from his skifa, from his uprightness, and he moves away, and the soldier starts to run to try to catch up with his base. And so he writes in his letter to his friend in Arsameach, Ratzti l'fisimoneh ha-galgalem shel ha-tankim, I ran the Simonim of the Tankim, and I tried to find out where they're camping now. I'm running and running, came out 3 hours with two fights, until I came to a certain very narrow valley between two mountains. And to my astonishment, I megala all my friends from my base, dead, geshechted, to the bottom of those Tankim. A river of blood is flowing over there. It appears clearly that the enemy ambushed them, and not one of them remained alive. Everything that was involved in this ma'ase, he says, made a tremendous roshim on this person, on this bacha. No one would be mesugal to make it happen that this stake should stand so much, such a long time without moving. Only she b'schus shanatz mimavus patuach, rak elokei hashemayim va'aretz. Only the Yibayim Yishulaylam. Only he could do this, says the Sefer Sven as he ends off, and he writes to his friend that he wants to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And he's sitting right now. No, he's not here by us tonight. But the Maisa, he wanted to be Chayze B'tshuva. Ah, Rabbi Yisai, the Ibn Hashem has his ways. Let it be a snake. Let it be Paroi. Let it be Haman. But through those who we last think will bring the Yeshua, from them come the Yeshua itself. Because there's a Yibayim Yishlam, the master of this plan. And we might not see it. We might not see it for a while. It might take us a number of years to see it. But at the end of the day, one day, we will see the complete picture. We'll see how the plan was so beautiful. That everything and every time we saw that was so difficult and so hard, it was really our Yeshua's. It was really the cause for great things for us to happen. As Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, in 1937 or 38, he was living in Europe, a rav of a certain shul, and Levaisa. He had a job, but it was a small kibbutz, and he wasn't able to support himself with the parnos they were giving to him. He was looking for a shtela in other cities, bigger cities, to be able to support his family. He was so poor. he owed different stores, and he rode away and he sent his resume to different places, and it was a big city that decided they were going to take him. What euphoria in the house of the Kamenetskys. Move out to a bigger city, a better parnosa, Rabbi Yaakov will make it. The last minute, that job was given away to a somehow relative of somebody else. As Rabbi Yaakov writes to Rebbetzin and her, they were mamish distraught, they didn't know what to do. How much tears she shed in that moment. They thought the Yeshua was close, but it was so far away. Bless prayer, Rabbi Yaakov had to travel to America on a boat. And he got a job in Seattle. He was mamish tiltal aderech, and finally ended up Toronto, and then back to Tor V'Das. But later on, the Rebbetzin and Rabbi Yaakov realized that that ticket, that refusal of the position, wasn't the tzara. It was be'emes, the Yeshua. He would have remained as the Rav of that city. He would have been wiped out in the Holocaust. All that Rav who took the job and his whole mishpacha was wiped out. No Zecher, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky lived on to become the Gadol of America. And when Rav Shach and his wife Rebbetzin were living in Vilna, and Rachmana Litzlan, their oldest child, Rav Shach, kept a picture by his bed for the last years of this daughter who was so close. She was nifta at a young age, at 16, and Rav Shach was heartbroken, mamish. Rav Chaim Oizer had to come over, gave with Menachem him, and said, Leizer, and Yetz, Medaf Mekayin, and Lulis Arosch, Shashuai. But on the Lulis Arosch, Rav Shach had a but the Rebbetzin said herself later on, we realized then, we decided that it's time with the blood, that maybe we should move on, we should change Mokoyim. It was hard to live there after that matzah when we came to Eretz Yisrael. And again, they were saved from the Holocaust. We don't know the Siba Rabbi Yisai, different things that happen. There's sometimes we see in a short while, we see the Yeshua as Rabbi Kiva did. And sometimes it takes longer. We have to ingrain in us. We have to live with our Emunah. We have to be close. Keep that kesher. The Emunah is our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. For the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidis. To be Maimin and to be Bein Shalai Lam in the Welt. And to know, as the Mishnah Berurah brings, that every action, everything that transpires in this world, is Meita Yisparach. To get that kesher, to get the realization, is one level. But the level that we have to work on in these parashiyas, as Rabbi Chatzkel said, to mitzayer to ourselves, to picture the scenes of what was going on in Mitzrayim, to mechazek in the Amunah Chushis, to feel the Esther Makos and everything that went on, to picture what was going on by the Egyptians. It was real. Somebody once walked by the Chofetz Chaim and they heard him laughing very, very great. They didn't know what was going on. And they walked in and he asked the Chofetz Chaim what's going on. He said he was picturing in his mind the Makas Kinim. He's picturing in his mind this week's parashat Makas Kinim. And the Egyptian was standing there scratching themselves. Ahmad was scratching his back and he was scratching his back. They had a whole line, one everybody scratching the other guy's back. All over the place and they couldn't move. And the frogs were coming out of everywhere, out of their ears, up their nose, in the stomach, they were croaking all over the place. Frogs and frogs. And it was so clear and transparent and so clear to everybody, this Etzba Elokim Hi. This is the Tafkid. The voice of Nisim. This is what we have to work on our lives, Rabbi Yisrael. We see Nisim. There are Nisach of Echol Yoyim, Imanu, we say. But do we attach it to Ribbei Yoylam? Do we feel closer to Ribbei Yoylam? When we hear about Nisim, when we see Nisim, do we make an effort to come closer to Ribbei Yoylam when his Nisim is done for us? Or things go by and say, yeah, that was my idea. Oh, it's just a coincidence. It just happened to be that way. That the car came out just as I was going out and took me to that exact place I needed to go. It was a coincidence. We have to mechazik. This is the tzav hashov, these parashiyas. This is the tzav of the shoivavim, the weeks of shoivavim, says Rabbi Chatzkel. The first step is chazik and amunah b'tochen. And the uvdo that we mentioned some years, it starts with our davening, Rabbi Yisrael. The davening is where we approach the midas habitochen and v'amunah in such a real way. If we understood davening is talking to the Ibn Yishlom, as the Sefer Shalom says, masu maton, to talk be'emes to the Ibn Yishlom, to believe, and I'm talking to the Ibn Yishlom with the Kol Yochol. If we truly believed, would it be hard to come up earlier? Would the Shmona Esri be so quick? If we truly believed that the Benisha that gives Parnosa, that the Benisha who gives Roi Feichoy Le'amo Yisrael, would the Shmona Esri be through in 3/4 of a second? If we truly were Ma'amin, that is a choyel of Zach Beisai, that someone sick that he knows, and we know the one who has the refuah as the roifei choyel Amo Yisrael. As the first one say, pshat and roifei choyel, that we say in the beginning, to praise the shvach, the first one being down, roifei choyel, that the first one, roifei choyel, that even sicknesses that the doctors have no cure, the doctors have given up hope. The Bereshlam is the Raifei Chayelim. What a bracha that would be by us if we truly believed it. The Baruch Aleinu would be Anderish. And for the Ben Torah, Rabbi Yisai, the Atachoyne in Lodim Das. Ah, what a bracha that it is for the Ben Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Atachoyne in Lodim Das, and Melamed Lanish Bino. Do we truly believe the Bereshlam gives Das? Do we truly believe that our siyat dishmaya learning, our tlong learning, comes with the Ibn Shalaylam? Our davening would look different. There would be an ernstkeit. There would be a seriousness. There would be a feeling, a true feeling, that al mi yeshli only shoyin, only on avishu b'shamayim. There's no one to rely on for Hatzlocha. Not my Chavrusa, not my Rebbe, not this and not that, even the art scroll. No. Only on Avinu Shabbat Shammai. We once mentioned the Kloisenberger Rebbe, how he would daven Rabbi Yisai. How he would daven his tefillah, the Ava Rabba. How he would sing for hours. Because in Berger Rebbe was Zoycha, that his koyach of so much Torah being learned in Klal Yisrael today, the Mifal HaShas, so many people have come out with Yediyas Atzumas and Torah. How the Kloisenberger Rebbe daven his Halakha Tefillah. His Halakha Tefillah. Avas Oilom, the Sfard, and Nusuf Sfan, the Shach was davening. Ovinu Ovo Rachamon, Amarachem. No aleinu. Heilu ka bashefo. Hat rachmanis of ons. He would spend 1 hour on this section of the davening. And he punctuated each request with a flow of tears. Please, Hashem. The same Bilibeinu Lahovin Ulahaskil, please Bibayu Shalom. Lahovin Ulahaskil Lishmoya Lulmodulamaid Lishmo Vilaso. As we break down uncontrollable in tears. A Gorobatoiro, but he break down and beg the Ibaishlan, because he knows me ito is borach. Vikhaneiro me itcha. Teyabino Lahaskil. If we really believed it. Then we would beg. We'd get down on our knees and beg for the Ibn Shalom. In our Amen Yeheshmei Rabbo, Rabbi Zai. Amen Yeheshmei Rabbo would be Andrish. The Baruch Hazal say a person who answers, Kuf Yud Ches and Shabbos, Amen Yeheshmei Rabbo, Bekol Koichoi, is Mevatlin, Mimenu Gzardinom. He could have Gzardin on him. Neged Shidduch. Neged Hatzlocha, and to the Koyach of Yehomein Yehish Meirabo, to change everything, Rabbi Yisai. I just read recently in the Sefer Shir LaMelech a story from about the Baal Maisa itself, a Sipur from the Rosh Hashiv himself. He was a child learning in Cheda, and he hoped and he dreamt his whole life to be a Godel Batoira, Talmud Chochom. He was always in the Beis Medrash and trying to understand, but it didn't go so easy. He finally got to the Yeshiva Gdoila. And he wasn't the best of Bochum, but he had that Shif in him. He wanted to be Gadol, he wanted to be great. He came the first day to his Yeshiva, shook hands with the Yeshiva, and he was all excited, starting his first day new in the Yeshiva Gdoila. As he describes, he opened the Gemara, and he tried to understand a little bit what was being saying, but Lamaisa, the words started to jump on him. He didn't have a clarity. He was working hard until somebody tapped him on the shoulder and said, time for shir. And he quickly ran to the shir. As everybody gathered around the Rosh Shiva, the Magid Shir, he sat there quietly trying to listen and be attentive to what the Magid Shir was saying. But it just jumped over his head and he didn't understand a word. And his dream started to crumble before his eyes. The whole year passed and he went up to Shir Beis. In his whole mind he thought that maybe things would change in this year. A new Masechta, a new Magid Shir. But again, the problems reiterated, they came back on themselves. In those days, he says, I came up to the Oitz Sfarim. And I sat down, heartbroken, what to do. And I saw a Sefer called Sefer HaParadeis LaRashi. Now, Sefer was not mukut to him. He never heard of it before. He knew Rashi wrote on Tanakh and on the Gemara. Without Rashi, we can't learn the Gemara. But what's this Rashi and Sefer HaParadeis? And he started to look through it until the words bolted out in front of him. Words that Rashi had wrote in Sefer HaParadeis. And these are the words he read. Anias Omein Yehesh Meirabo Shkulo Kematan Torah. Rashi writes that saying the words of Omein Yehesh Mei Rabo, to stand there and be Maimin, Yehesh Mei Rabo, Mevorach, Yolom, Yishkulo, Kema'an Torah. Kema'an Torah, he mumbled. It astonished him tremendously. I always thought I could never stand by Har Sinai, he said. And now, through Rashi's words, I have the ability. V'kitzah, he took it on himself to say, that night in Tfilat Arab, Davin the Kavona, and he said the words, Yehish Meir Abba, Omein, Yehish Meir Abba, with tremendous Kavona. And he says, all of a sudden I felt the sky opening up. Things were opening up for me. My mind started to open. And the next day already I started to understand this year. And to make a long story short, Torah became an oinig for him. And he became a Marbet Torah and a Rosh Yeshiva. Mipi Bala Maisa, page 137, the Pesach Yeshiva Lamelech, Rabbi Yisrael. Omein Yehesh Meirabo, tefila takarish baruch hu, feeling deep inside that only the Rebbeinu Shem could save me, who could help me in every matzah, Rabbi Yisrael. We complain, achavusa, we complain to our Rebbe, but do we talk to the Eibishter? Do we cry out with a deep feeling? Do we speak to the Rebbeinu Shem with a real, true feeling? The Rebbeinu Shem, you are the only one can help. These are the weeks, Rabbi Yisrael. Vayamein ha'om, as we started, Vayamein ha'om is the thing that brings about the Yeshua. It has to start with us. It's not enough. The Rebbeinu Shem wants to see this Oiris, the Tato, down here the His Oiris of Amuna. Down here the feeling that Al Mi Yesh Lano Li Yishoy, as the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, Tao, only Al Mi Yesh Lano Li Yishoy. And if that can be accomplished, if we can work feverishly, if we can work with all our might to have that true bitachon b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then when it gets tight, when it gets tough, when it gets difficult, we remain strong and firm in our emunah, Rabbi Yisrael. We took a feeling and understanding that Hakol is from the Rebbeinu Shel Hakol Me'itoy. Everything that happens to us is a message from Him. Whether they're good or for bad. If it's for bad, sometimes the message we have to correct our ways. And certainly for good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. But never to feel Yush. Never to feel I'm alone. Never to feel wherever I am that I'm missing. Is there Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Welt? It's upon us to find Him. And upon us to remain connected b'kushet to Him. It's only sometimes when we have see before us that there is no answer. We thought we could rely on this one and that one. And we see it's not true. No one could help us. It's only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There was a certain yid, and I'm ending, that was having problems. I think it was, he wanted to have a child. I think that was the story, if I remember correctly. And the Halakha of Shimshon Pinkis, Natal, took the Zid for a ride one day. And he took him out. He took him out to some area that was Mamish. Shimshon Pinkis lived out there in Ofakim. He took him out to some area that was Mamish desolate. And Shimshon opened up the car and said, you know, maybe you want to get out and walk around a little bit. The guy walked out a little bit, looked up, there was nothing around, silent, desert area. And Shimshon started to drive away. And he said, I'll see you in a certain time. And he drove off. Not long afterwards, this person was Nifkad, with Yeshua, I think was in health, or was in having a child. And Shimshon explained to him, the reason why I drove off was to give you that feeling that there's no one to rely on. Chutz me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have everybody around us. We have the Magid Shir and the Harusa and everything. And therefore we rely so much on others. And there's what we're missing. We have to learn to rely only on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because at the end of the day, it's only Him. It's only His Hashgacha. It's only His decree that can bring about our Yeshuas. Rabbi Yisrael, these are the parashiyos. Mizoicha Tegulas Mitzrayim. But as we learned in the beginning, it only was with the Koyach of Amuna that we, the Klai Yisrael, finally showed. They stopped crying out, Stam, and they finally had an Amuna, an Emes, a Tmimus Amuna, B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was ready to bring the Geula. These days, Rabbi Yisrael, when the Golas is so stark, you don't move a mile, you don't move an inch without hearing this thing, Rachman Tzolan, that thing, and this thing. Soros Truos. We need the Yeshua. Someone said to me this week, Mashiach, we used to say Mashiach's around the corner. But all these Soros going on, he said to me, it seems Mashiach's on the block already. He's not around the corner. But, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not going to come. Mashiach won't come, Rabbi Yisrael, until we're ma'amin, b'yamun ha'shleimu, v'zatil machakaloi, b'chol yom sh'yavoi, until we have that emissa, t'mimis nekamuna, b'agadosh baruch hu, b'chvor him and only in him. Not in America, not in Israel, not in the armies, and only the Rebbeinu Shleimu. And through that tzchus of that amuna, Rabbi Yisrael, to the true t'mimis of that amuna, that can make tremendous inroads, can make tremendous chuyos, and who just knows, who may know, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Leib Diskin was an old man who used to be a bogah that picked him up. They picked him up for shachars every morning. Rabbi Yisrael Leib went to one morning as he was picked him up. So Yeshua Leib went out. Yeshua Leib also went up the stairs to another dira. We could see higher up. And the bacha was wondering what he's doing. I thought he was on his way to shul. So he said, Rebbe, what's going on? Yeshua Leib tiny, the Hele group, Yeshua Leib Diskin. I can't see from so low. I had to go up high to this area where I could see better. But what are you looking for? I just want to see if Mashiach didn't come last night. Maybe Taka came, and I'll be able to see him in the mountains, high up in this area, from this porch. Rabbi, we're not holding by that main madrega, but we can generate the feeling of Amuna. Rabbi, there's no one to rely on, only the Rebbeinu Shlomo. V'schus v'yam hina'om, they were zoichot gulas mitzrayim. And b'schus v'yamein ha'om will be zeichot gul ha'amitis b'mheir av yameinu amein.